Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Lana, I know you did a lot of celebrating this weekend.
Yes, we did.
You and the boyfriend, it was his birthday.
Yeah, it's actually technically tomorrow, but we kind of celebrated this weekend. But right. It was a good weekend. It was fun.
What did you do?
Oh, went out in the boat, hung out with his brother and wife, and went out and had some good dinner. We celebrated with the family yesterday and did like cake and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, just celebrating all weekend, really. So
good stuff.
It was fun. Nice. Yeah, so you were out in the boat.
I know. I was out. We had a lot of fun. It was a friend's birthday, so we went out a couple times this weekend. But it was cool. We had a good time.
You're getting pretty good at wakeboarding behind your boat.
Well, I've done that I should be okay because I've done that since I was a little kid. But I've been teaching a lot of friends how to do it.
I know.
And then
all
my friend Kaylee, the dolphin kept popping up. It happened twice. It happened yesterday too.
That is so crazy. Tell everybody what happened.
Okay, so you surf behind the boat by riding the boat's wave. The boat's designed to do that. Like it throws a wave and whatever. It's called wake surfing. If you don't know what that is. And so we were out there and we were on one of the inlets out by Treasure Island. And there's this one particular cove that a bunch of dolphins hang out at for whatever reason. And when they start seeing the wave build and build and build behind the boat. It gets to be like about 4 feet tall, the wave. And then she was just surfing on Friday, and a dolphin just jumped out of the water next to her as she was going. And it was like
so cool.
So we posted the picture because he caught it in a video.
I was gonna say, somebody caught it on video.
Right. And so then we went on, yesterday, we went out, and it happened again to her. And I go, and nobody else. And I go buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah, no kidding.
True. The dolphin is chasing you. So I don't know if you have sardines in your bathing suit. What is happening right now? But you're killing the game.
That's so cool to see that video.
Is there a cooler animal?
No.
I mean, it's just...
They are cool.
It's just majestic. It really is. It was really, really, really cool. We're all freaking out.
That's awesome.
But what's funny is she can't see it until the video because it's like kind of...
Behind her.
The way she's angled on the surfboard, it's like at a 45, but behind her.
Yeah.
And so she's like... What? Like, we're like, the dolphin's behind you. And she's like, well, I got to see it. But she can't turn around or she'd fall out of the way. But it was fun. I want to get to the Rays because Saturday night was absolutely
insane.
We're going to talk about it coming up here at 6:30. And wait till you hear what Kevin's reaction was like and what he did after they won. Very, very good.
Oh.
And he just told me in the other studio. And I'm like, oh, man, that is awesome. His reaction. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, and one of the most remarkable, maybe one of the biggest, craziest endings of all time of a baseball game. Now, I understand last night, not as great of an ending for the Rays, but on Saturday night, it was nuts. And like I said, I don't care if you're a baseball fan or not, that was incredible. So let's just set the stage, all right? Bottom of the ninth, we got a man on first and second. And the tying run is on second base. So we need a base hit, basically, to score the tying run.
And there's two outs.
Right. Bottom of the ninth. This is like what kids dream of in their backyard. Right?
That's it.
They pinch hit Brett Phillips, who's from Seminole, actually.
Went to Seminole High School.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes. And they bring him up. And this kid's got to face a pitcher that we've done okay on, but it's like it's their big guy. It's their closer. They count on the Dodgers count on Jansen to close things out. Well, he came up with a hit, and then all you know what ensued afterwards, but it turned out great. Here's what it sounded like.
Jansen. That is into center field. Here comes Kiermaier. Phillips has tied the game. Arroyo's Arena coming around. Throw a hole. Now he stumbles. But the ball gets away.
So if you didn't see the highlight yet, I will just tell you what happened. So base hit, it goes to the center fielder who kind of bobbles the ball, basically. It kind of kicks away from him about 4 feet. So that gives, who was on first?
It was Rosarena.
Rosarena was on first base. He wasn't going to stop. So he comes around all the way from third, sees that the center fielder bobbles it. He goes, I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts going home, and he's a quick dude, and he's a stud. But he trips.
Trips and falls.
And falls. So he is dead in the water. And so he gets up to run back to third, and he looks back as the throw is coming in, actually from the first baseman, from the center fielder to the first baseman, now home. Now the game is tied at this point.
Yep.
So like, okay, cool, he's got hung up to dry, but we're still tied.
Yeah, we'll go to the 10th inning, we'll figure it out then.
And then the softest throw to the catcher thinks he didn't see that our runner has fallen, so he's like, oh, I got to be quick, so I got to catch the ball, and then I got to tag him real quick.
Right.
Well, he did that too quickly. He didn't catch the ball. It squirts away from the catcher. Our guy gets up off the ground
and runs and dives.
And he dives to home plate. He barely slides into home plate. It was like he barely reached there. And the game was over. And, Brett Phillips being the local hero, he's running around. Very cool moment afterwards. He just kind of sat in center field and just took it all in. He was super emotional after the game.
You could see it. One of the guys are like, are you okay, man?
Well, yeah. And Kevin Cash went over to him to calm him down. He goes, man, it took me a second to get everything together. But it was so hard. Like, at first, I was speechless. And then I went on our QYK Facebook, and I'm like, did you guys see that? That is insane what just happened. I've never seen anything like that. And then I thought I had a crazy celebration. And I thought I just was going nuts. I couldn't digest it. And then Kevin told me what he did.
What'd you do, Kevin? How'd you celebrate?
Well, this game got over at 12:15 in the morning or something like that. So the kids were asleep. Jenny had gone to sleep. She stayed up with me till about 11. So I'm watching this play unfold, and this is why we love baseball, for reasons like this. I mean, you have an unknown guy getting the base hit. I mean, he's not even a superstar. He's 0-2 in the playoffs. So I'm like, and I could not scream. I wanted to so bad. And I clapped my hands like this. I ran into the bedroom, and I went, Jenny, they won! They won! The Rays won! And she goes, I don't care! I'm sleeping! But she did care, just not at that moment.
Gave her a hug out of a dead sleep.
I did. I gave her a hug. I'd go, the Rays won in the bottom of the 9th inning in the craziest way. She goes, I just don't care. Like that. So I just walked out.
Wow. I just walked out and celebrated in silence.
Paul's a better man than you, because I was asleep too, but he woke me up the next morning. He's like, you got to see this. You got to see this play. So he like pulled it up right away.
I had to do something.
It was unbelievable. Unreal. So we did lose last night. Dodgers are up 3-2. Tuesday we'll be facing elimination, so we got to get this done. They make me very nervous, but somehow there's no quit in the race, so we got some confidence. All right, coming up next, a very cool story that came out of the Rays this weekend in their organization. It was something we talked about before, but there's been new developments. We'll tell you next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, time for your I Feel Good story. I love this, and it has to do with the World Series.
Well, that's right. Remember last week we told you about Ellis Allenson. He works at Publix. He has Down syndrome, and he's a big Rays fan. So his parents, they surprised him with tickets to the World Series. Well, the Rays saw the clip of him getting the tickets and how excited he was. So the Rays said, hey, we want to make this experience for him just a little even that better, because they're such great people. So they hooked him up with all this like really cool Rays swag. He got a bunch of hats. He got a team signed bat and all this really cool stuff there when he was at. But I think the best thing about the story is he was at the game that was like the most talked about
game of all.
I mean, that's where he was. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, being there at that game, getting that opportunity, and then now everybody's talking about that game. I mean, you and Kevin have both said this will probably be the most talked about game in baseball history.
Well, definitely one of them up there. Yeah. It was just, the way it ended was crazy, so that's why. So it was awesome.
Chris from Locash was there with his wife and in-laws.
That's right, I saw that.
And he sent me a picture. I'm like, what's it like? Is it like, he goes, it's kind of weird because it's only 11,000 fans. But then I don't think he thought it was weird later when the craziest game ever.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like 40,000 fans. But anyway, that is so cool. Good job on the Rays, by the way. Good for them.
I know. They're always stepping up and helping out and giving back to people in their own community. So congratulations again to Ellis for having that opportunity to go out and see the Rays.
And a brand new ballpark, too. Mm. Very cool. All right. Congratulations to them. And that's your I Feel Good story. 995 QIK. Coming up, your Military Monday at 7:05.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's time now to honor another military member in our community and thank them for their service and sacrifice. This is Military Monday with Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
All right, I want to honor someone in our military. We love doing this. And we had Lee, who reached out to us about her son, who is in the Army, and also about her daughter-in-law, who is in the Navy. And we were going to have her on with us, but then last minute, she said, hey, my son told me you can't really talk about what I do in the Army, and you definitely can't talk about what my wife does in the Navy. So we go, totally respect it.
Yep.
I understand. I think mom got super excited, and then son goes,
wait, hold on, you can't say that on the air.
So totally understand that, but we just wanted to honor her son, who's in the Army, like I said, and his wife, who's in the Navy. They've been married almost 2 years.
And they have a baby on the way.
Yes, very excited for that baby who's due in March. She's like, it's about time.
she's excited to be a grandmother.
So that's really, really cool. But just want to take a chance to honor them and say thank you for what they do. And our friends at T-Mobile are going to give them a $100 gift card. Maybe that'll help out with the baby. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll just be a nice date night out. And they actually have not lived together in the last 2 years, but they're finally going to be in the same place.
So this $100 will definitely help them with a lot of different things. So
I just wanted to honor Lee's son in the Army and daughter in the Navy. We appreciate what they do. And by the way, if you want to nominate someone for Military Monday, you can do that right now at 995QYK.com.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Starting the week off with a brand new one. Here we go. Leslie's on the phone with us today trying to get some help about a date she went on with a guy named Greg. I want to know how they met. I got an email from her at QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com, but I will let her explain it to us. Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
Well, you know, maybe I'll be better after this phone call.
We're going to try to make it a little bit of a better day and a better start to your week. But tell us about this guy, Greg.
Yeah, so I met Greg through some mutual friends, and we went to dinner at Moon Under the Water. It was fantastic. He's a little different from the guys that I normally date, but he's a really nice guy. I think we had an amazing time, and you know, he's very interesting to me, and he's got definitely different goals, and he's in a different life space, and so it was very interesting, and I really thought he was going to call me, and poof, I haven't heard anything.
Oh, man, that stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, tell us about the date. What'd you guys talk about? You didn't talk about politics or anything right now, did you?
No, we really didn't. But he's, he's just very different from what I'm accustomed to dating. And I just, you know, found that sort of intriguing, really.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's cool. You're trying something new. You're stepping outside yourself.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to taste all the flavors of the rainbow, I guess.
All right.
Well, that's the way you say it. I love that. And you can't think of anything, like, I always like to ask how the date ended. Was it kind of an open-ended, or was it like, oh, I'll see you again?
It seemed like he was going to call me, but then he didn't. And so I guess I'm kind of wondering what happened, because it you know, we left on a good note, I thought.
How would you interpret that, Lana?
I think something happened that she probably has no idea.
I don't think Leslie would call us if she didn't think it went, like, well, or that she didn't get a vibe of this might be going.
Right.
But anyway, I've been fooled before. but here's what we'll do, Leslie. We're going to try to call Greg for you. Can you hang on for us?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Right now, we are trying to help out Leslie today on the 715 Second Date Update. She went on a date with Greg. Now, I haven't been to this place. Is it pretty cool?
Moon Under the Water is downtown St. Pete. They have really good food.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got to try that out, by the way. That's a good thing about Second Date Update. We can find new places.
I like that.
Yeah, actually, it used to be one of my favorite restaurants in St. Pete.
What about now? What happened?
Yeah, what happened? It used to be. Yeah.
I haven't been to downtown St. Pete since I moved.
Oh, well, poor girl. Join us tomorrow's show when we hear Lana's problems. All right. We are going to try to help out Leslie today, though. I'm excited to try to help her out. We're going to see if we can get a hold of Greg right now.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is this Greg?
Yes.
Hey, Greg. Happy Monday to you, man.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the hotel Monday desk just calling to say, no, I'm just kidding. Hey, man, this is Sherilana and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK.
Hey,
man, well, we wanted to get to know you a little bit better. We were calling you actually about a date that we heard about that you went on, and we wanted to see if we could talk to you about that date. No big deal, not trying to trick you. Just had a couple questions. Would that be okay if we asked you?
I guess.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know that we're on the air right now, and I wanted to see if we could ask you about this girl, Leslie. Let me just tell you what we know. Leslie said you guys met through some mutual friends. You guys went to Moon Underwater. She said it was a great time. She said you're kind of a different guy than she normally dates, which was cool and kind of refreshing to her, and she can't think of any subjects that might have came up, and she can't think of anything that went wrong. She thought for sure you were going to call her after the date, but I guess it's been a little bit now and hasn't heard anything from you. So what's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I honestly feel bad, like a little bad. She was super nice. She was so much fun. We had a great time. I really didn't think she was into me.
Well, I don't think she'd call a radio station today, man, if she wasn't really into you, because she's kind of putting herself out there.
Well, we got talking, you know, conversation was great, like you said, and we got to talking about some of our exes and stuff.
You're not supposed to talk like that on the first date.
Everybody, you know what? Everybody says that, but somehow it all comes up. Mm-hmm. It always does.
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally get it, but like as we were talking, it became pretty clear that most of the guys that she's dated are really wealthy, really accomplished guys, and that's not me right now, you know? I live in a one-bedroom apartment. I just changed careers, and I'm going back to, like, school on the weekends, you know? And I don't know that I could keep up and, like, live up to her standards and stuff, you know?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you share this about yourself on the date? I mean, not that this is a deal breaker, and I don't think it is for her, but did you share this on the date, and what was her reaction?
We talked a little bit about jobs and stuff, and she was really enthusiastic about me.
That's good.
You know, pursuing my dreams, but, like, the more she talked about, like, what she was accustomed to, I was like, oof. I can't compete with that, you know?
So. Well, you know what, man? I don't think she feels that way, and I want you to kind of hear it from her. She's actually on the phone right now. Leslie?
Hi.
Hi, you're hearing what Greg has to say.
Hey, Greg. It's so cute that you say that, but it doesn't really bother me. Like, you're trying. I know that, you know, you're in a new place, and you're trying to go back to school, and... I think that's adorable.
Like, thank you for saying that. You know, I have been working hard, and I've been trying to get better. I just, you know, I didn't want you to think I was lazy or resent me because I couldn't buy you all the nice presents and stuff that some of your exes have been able to get you. So,
oh, that's kind of sweet. You know, I really enjoyed our time together. I'd really like to see you again.
Well, Greg, I mean, it sounds like you are more than enough for her, and I don't think she's worried about the same things you're worried about. Would you be willing to go on another date with her? I feel like...
Absolutely. Like, I had a good time, and she was really nice and really fun, I'd love to see her again.
Leslie, what do you think about that?
I think it's, you know, great that he's trying to start over and do all this stuff, and I think he'll get there eventually.
Get where?
To the wherever he's headed.
Okay. The point is, you guys want to go out with each other, and here's what we'll do. We want to set you guys up on another date. We want to make sure that we're going to pay for it as well. And hopefully you guys get to know each other more, and it turns into something great, okay?
Fantastic. Yeah.
All right. Hang on for us. Let me just say I'm glad that they're going back out on the 7:15 Second Date Update. Just had Greg and Leslie. It's 99.5 QIK. But I felt like... You know, so Greg felt a little inept. He said, like, you know, she's dated a lot of guys before that are very successful. I don't know if I'm going to live up to these standards.
Right.
She said, because he said, I'm starting over. I'm starting a new career. I've gone back to school. This is what I'm doing. She goes, well, I think that's adorable. I think that you're going to get there someday. And it was just kind of a weird vibe. Like, are you supporting him? Are you not supporting him? But it was weird, but he was all in.
Yeah.
And so maybe it'll work out. Maybe I just get the wrong vibe. Maybe it just came off weird to me. Maybe I'm
misinterpreting. No, I don't think you did. because I think we're all kind of feeling that same vibe as well.
Yeah,
so.
It was, whatever. Let's get your reactions right now. Mark in Tampa, how are you, buddy?
Loving it, man. You guys are awesome.
Well, we appreciate you. Do you want to weigh in on the second date update?
Yeah, it really hits home.
It hits home. Tell me about it.
I am a maintenance manager, and I'm not a rich guy, but when I was dating, I had a successful older lady that found I was adorable, and we fell in love. We dated for 3 years.
Wow. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so God bless them. If somebody finds you adorable, go with it.
There's the key to think about. They find you adorable.
Well, and that's the way it should be. It shouldn't matter about how much money you make or the kinds of things that you have. It should always just be about the person.
For sure.
Exactly. It's all in the chivalry, guys.
Yep.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day, Mark.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Bye, Mark.
Well, I also got a text from Tiffany who said that lady will never be happy with him. She said it's adorable that he's going to better himself, meaning that's what Leslie said. And she said she's pretty condescending and that's sad, which is the vibe I got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm happy for Mark that just called us that worked out, but it did. It just got that. Did you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, Tammy from Pasco said the same thing. She's like, why is she telling him about all the gifts that the exes gave her? Sounds like she's a little high maintenance.
I know. Like, this is what I'm used to, so just FYI. Since you're bettering yourself, this is where you need to be. I don't know. All right, well, hopefully it works out. We're still going to pay for the date. We're still going
to
send him out.
A lot to live up to.
Yeah, we'll find out. All right, right now, though, we're going to play a little game called How Far, F-A-R-R, as in Tyler Farr. How far is it? We will explain the game to you. We need caller 9 right now for Tyler Farr tickets, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here we go. Jordan and Lutz right now going to play a game called How Far Is It, as in Tyler Farr. This is crazy, Jordan. We got live music. He's going to be at the Bowl Friday, November 6th. How cool is that?
That's really cool.
All right. So we want to get you into this. Here's how the game works. We're going to ask you what the distance is from Tampa to a certain place in the United States. Now, you're going to have 30 seconds to guess it. So you'll make an initial guess. I'll tell you higher or lower, and we'll just go rapid fire till you get it, all right?
Okay.
Tampa Bay to what, Lana?
All right, we're going to ask you how far it is from Tampa Bay to Tyler Farr's hometown of Garden City, Missouri.
You got 30 seconds to get this done. You and me working together, all right?
Okay.
Here you go. Clock starts now. Go, Jordan.
1,100 miles.
Higher.
1,200 miles.
Higher.
1,400.
Lower.
1,340.
Lower.
1,320.
Lower.
1,305.
Lower.
1,240.
A little higher.
1,246.
A little higher.
1,248.
A little higher.
1,250.
There it is. Yes. You're dancing around it.
Oh, my gosh.
Way to go. Tyler Farr, tickets for you. Going to be at the Bowl November 6th, and you will be there as well, all right?
Yay, thank you so much.
You got it. Hang on for me.
All right, thank you.
I'm stressed. I was like, come on.
She did good, though.
She did great. Have a fun game. Tyler Farr, how far is it? There we go. We'll have some more of those tickets for you tomorrow at 7:40. And coming up, your 8:10 Music Minute. Till then, we go nonstop country with some Jason Aldean. Take a little ride. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with you.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, he's going to remember this one forever. Jameson Rogers, congratulations. He has himself a brand new number one song.
Just counting blessings, honestly, because I've been up here 10 years and I have a lot of artist buddies that may not have been as lucky as me to have their debut single go this far. And so I know how difficult it is and how rare.
Yeah, it's cool. And we got to meet him last week, and he's a really cool guy.
Right. Excited for him. All right. Big birthday today. Happy birthday to Mr. Keith Urban. He turns 53 years old. And he said he moved to the U.S. 28 years ago, and he had no plans.
I didn't have specifics on anything. I just wanted to move to Nashville, make records, and get on the radio and tour around, and hopefully people would know the songs. That was it. Just kept suiting up and showing up.
You know, I'm always very impressed by that when people just move to Nashville and go, I'm just going to do it.
Yep.
And then you think about him coming all the way from Australia, say, all right, I'm going to move to a different country. I'm going to Nashville. We're going to see what happens. And yeah, I mean, Nashville wasn't what it was today.
No.
That it was, you know, there's a lot, I think a lot more opportunity now and a lot of different ways to get there and be successful than there was when he just showed up and said, I just got to play some bars. Hopefully people like my music and all that.
Well, they did, because in 2001, he scored his very first number one song. So good for him.
Lana, I have a question for you. You are obsessed with him.
Yes.
It's his birthday today.
Yes. I know. I'm going to text him. And...
No, you wouldn't. But what?
Yeah, I have his number.
It's a fake number. Stop putting your friends in your phone as Keith Urban.
Seriously.
Let me ask you a question. If you were going to get him a gift, what would you get him?
Ooh. Oh, he likes fancy cars. I would probably buy him like a Bugatti or something like that.
Oh, would you? She won't even buy herself a new car. And she breaks down
you
every day.
Buy him a Bugatti? Those things are millions of dollars. Are you crazy?
Well, if I was married to Keith Urban, I'd have the money to buy him.
No, I just said, as a friend, what would you buy him? He's happily married.
Buy him a Bugatti.
All right. Go on. Go on.
Jada Marcus, he already has a job. Apparently, he's going to join a new super group called The Rise Above. It includes former members of Journey and Chicago. And they're doing a show this Wednesday in Nashville. It sounds like they're going to do Rascal Flatts songs. They're going to do like some Chicago and some Journey. So they're trying to like bring back the 80s, apparently. So,
were the Rascal Flatts playing in the 80s? I'm confused by that. They were not. No.
Well, anyway, I've got it up on our website at 995qik.com. You can see the new promo pic. But yeah, he's already in a new band, so see ya, Rascal Flatts.
He is a very, very smart individual when it comes to music. He arranged a lot of the Rascal Flatts songs and whatnot, so I'm excited to see what he does with it.
All right. And Luke Combs, he released What You See Ain't Always What You Get on Friday. This is the deluxe version of last year's album.
I'd hear it and I'd go, well, these are just some extra songs that weren't good enough to make the album. And so I always wanted my deluxe to be different. So we wanted to go in the studio and cut some stuff that is as good as or better than the stuff that was on the original album.
I'm pretty sure that his bad songs are probably better than most people's good songs.
It has all 18 songs from the original album and then the 5 new ones, including his newest single. All right. And finally, Jason Aldean knows what he wants to be for Halloween this year.
Usually that's a combo of me and her trying to figure it out. But one of my ideas was for me to go as Joe Exotic, her to go as Carol Baskin.
Oh, boy.
And then the two kids go as tigers. So we'll see how that works out.
It's got to be the costume of the year.
It has to be.
Yeah, so.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure Brittany will post it all over Instagram, whatever it is they end up being. That is your Music Minute.
All right, very cool. Russell Dickerson right here. Love you like I used to. Thanks for having us on. It's 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Saturday night, Kevin woke his wife out of a dead sleep after this.
Jansen. That is into center field. Here comes Kiermaier. Phillips has tied the game. Arroyo's Arena coming around. Throw home. Now he stumbles. But the ball gets away. Tampa Bay wins it.
And then Kevin rushes to his sleeping wife and goes, wait, Jenny, we won! The Rays won! She goes, I don't care! I'm sleeping!
Yeah, she did not care at that moment. And then the next morning, I go, you have to watch the way the Rays game ended. It was insanity.
Yeah, it really was.
I could not... The game got over at 12:15 in the morning. I could not fall asleep. Probably many people in the Tampa Bay area just couldn't. Their adrenaline was so high. I watched that last play 20 times before I went to bed.
I
was texting my brother-in-law. it was just like, what a crazy game. It was just, what a great game. What a great game for the Rays. It was a fun game. It was fun from the fourth inning on. It was just pure action in that game. It was so great.
Oh, by the way, I watched it. I was so frustrated with it. For so long, I'm like, come on, get it going. And then, you know, I think one of the commentators made a comment that they said, Well, the Rays love being in these situations. Yep. And I'm thinking to myself, why?
I know.
It's just so stressful.
I know. Well, Brandon Lau hits a 3-run homer. They take the lead. Then the next half inning, then the Dodgers take the lead. Then they come back and Kiermaier hits a home run. And then they tie it up again. And then it's then the Dodgers take the lead again. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't go through this.
It was so stressful. And then at the end, it was our hometown kid from Seminole High School.
That's so great.
Brett Phillips.
Yep. Brett Phillips, pinch hit. Biggest at bat of his life. Gets in there, gets a hit, and then all... You know what? Breaks loose.
This is why baseball is the best, because in any other sport, you can put your superstar on the field, right? So if the Bucks are losing, Tom Brady is going to be on the field, right?
Right.
Well, the way baseball is, you bat the way who it is.
Yeah.
This guy had two at-bats in the playoffs. Two! They just got him in August. He was 0-2. I mean, going against Kenley Jansen, who's one of the best closers in baseball, and gets a hit to win the game. You can't write stuff. This is why I love baseball. This is why everybody loves baseball, for stuff like this in the game. It's just great.
The pressure was unbelievable.
Can you imagine what he was thinking of when he was getting on that mound? Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, when he went up to bat like that, I just went like, oh, my gosh. Now, of course, Lana was sleeping.
Yes.
And that was you were enjoying the game that way, your dream.
Yeah, I was. But no, I did.
So on Monday or Tuesday night, maybe you should probably take a little nap during the game so that
I can't stay up till midnight on a school night.
I'm telling you to go to bed.
Listen, it's called superstition. Game 6 and 7, they still have 2 more games. They are down 3-2. Dodgers won last night, so we need to win the remaining 2, which can happen.
Sure.
They've already won 2. They can win 2 more.
Well, we have a bet with Brett Young. They better win. I don't want to buy his kid a World Series jersey, for crying out loud. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I can't wait to go shopping with you. It's going to be so fun.
No. We're not going shopping.
If we go shopping, that means the Rays lost. We don't want to go shopping. Do you remember the bet?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to make him sing and apologize to Tampa Bay since we drafted him in 99. That's going to be awesome. All right, so where were you? I want to know what your reaction was. What were you doing? I went on Facebook Live and was freaking out. Didn't even have words for it. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Let us know how you celebrated. All right, so Valerie's in Largo right now. Where were you on Saturday night when the craziest ending to a baseball game happened for the Rays?
Oh, my gosh. I was in my apartment, and I was watching the game. I was going back and forth texting with my son, going crazy. And I think I screamed so loud, I woke up both my neighbors next door to me.
Now, I think this is the one time I think they would understand.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I mean,
oh, my gosh. I was going crazy. I was like you. I couldn't get to sleep till like 3 in the morning.
Ugh. It was like, I mean, Kevin woke up his wife out of a dead sleep, shook her, and goes, "We won!"
I know. My son was yelling to his wife, and she's like, "What? Huh?" She's like, "Settle down, hon." He's like, "No, this is the World Series."
What a game! So I'm obviously bummed they lost last night, but that Saturday game was insane, and we're gonna get them tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Go Rays!
That's right. Rays up. Have a great day.
You too. Bye
bye. Yeah, I think a lot of people woke up their neighbors because, I live down the street from Katiki and Treasure Island. And as soon as that happened, I mean, that place was packed.
You could hear the crowd.
Because they had a band and then they had the game. And so I go, these people got to be going nuts right now. So I walked outside and you could just hear them freaking out.
Screaming and yelling.
So it was like New Year's Eve, but for the Rays. It was a good time.
Well, I don't think anybody expected that ending.
I've never seen anything like it. It was nuts. Anyway, we play tomorrow. So Rays up. Let's get it going. And coming up, we got an I Feel Good story for you about a UPS driver. And I think if Lana was a UPS driver, she would do this exact same thing. I'll tell you about it next. I feel good. Here's your I Feel Good story right here, 995 QIK, and maybe the perfect job for Lana. Not that we want you to leave, because we love you here. but a UPS driver in New Orleans, his name's Jason Hardesty. He delivers packages on his New Orleans route, and he snaps selfies with adorable dogs that he sees along the way.
What a lucky guy.
So we understand that if Lana did this job, Kevin, Mm-hmm. Not one package would be delivered.
No. No way.
No.
I'd be too busy chasing everybody's dog down just to get a selfie with it.
Yeah, you would look in back of the UPS truck and it'd be full of dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody would have their package or their dog.
I'd push the packages out and make room for the dogs.
Exactly.
Like, hey, you want to go for a ride? Let's go for a ride.
Send out a mass text to the community. If you guys want your packages, they'll be on a corner. I have your dog.
Take your dog for a ride.
So this guy, his hashtags are Pups of J, Pups of J, and his Instagram is Jay Hardesty, H-A-R-D-E-S-T-Y, and he just says, I love it. It's a nice little break. I've been doing it for about 2 years, and he has over 100,000 followers, and it's a great way to take a break and meet some cute canine buddies is what he calls them.
I love that.
And I showed you a couple of these pictures.
I know. They're the cutest pictures that he is taking with people's dogs. It's just adorable.
So,
I'm one of his followers now.
By the way, UPS usually hires some holiday drivers.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Ooh, yeah.
And Amazon. Maybe this is you, Anna.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you're going to have to use their vehicle. Because yours
down. Yeah, yours is not reliable.
Yours is not reliable. How cool is that?
I love it.
Making the most out of his job and having a good time. And who doesn't love a puppy? I love that. All right, that is your I Feel Good story right there. It's 995 QYK. Chase Rice, lonely if you are right now. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the 22-year radio veteran, ACM, CMA winner, Pride of Jesuit High School, USF graduate, and a former bartender at Hooters. I don't know if you knew that, but yeah.
Oh, used to work there.
Just got to pay your way through college. I understand. I get it.
Well, the Bucks, you know, they played the Raiders yesterday. Well, the Raiders coach, John Gruden, you know, he was the Bucks coach. You know, he was a cook at Hooters on Hillsborough, so I'm just following in his footsteps.
Yeah. He was a cook. You were the bartender.
Right,
did but you wear
still, he still worked at Hooters.
What year did he work there?
Huh?
What year did Gruden work there?
Oh, I don't know. His dad was on the Bucks staff in the 80s, so he was there. So, yeah, he worked at Hooters on Hillsborough.
I was at the Hillsborough store 97, 98, yep. 99.
I think it was before then.
Now, did you wear the orange shorts as well, or...
I bypassed those.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
The guys got to wear khakis.
That's right.
Did they? Well, they also could have, I think. So I was wondering if he elected to. All right, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
Well, after that great game 4 in the World Series, last night, game 5, the Rays actually lost 4-2. So now they trail the series 3-2. So game 6 is tomorrow.
Must win.
They got to win the remaining 2 games. But can we just go back to Saturday night? Sunday morning, and just hear the end of game 4 again, just because.
Jansen, that is into center field. Here comes Kiermaier. Phillips has tied the game. Arroyo's Arena coming around. Throw home. Now he stumbles. But the ball gets away. Tampa Bay wins it. Brett Phillips, game 4 hero.
It's incredible.
It's insane.
It's incredible.
It still makes the hair stand up in my arm.
It does.
Crazy.
So game 6 tomorrow at 8:08. By the way, Randy Arozarena, he's been setting some records in the postseason. He had a hit last night and has 27 hits in the postseason. That's a postseason record. Nice. He also has 9 home runs. That's a postseason record. So the guy is on fire. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Las Vegas Raiders 45-20 yesterday.
And who's their coach?
John Gruden.
He worked at Hooters, you know that?
On Hillsborough as a cook. Yeah. That's right. So the Buccaneers are now 5-2. They play the New York Giants in New York on Monday Night Football next week. Nice. By the way, the Tom Brady set a NFL record. This has kind of gone back and forth since the guy that he broke, Drew Brees, still playing. So Tom Brady threw 4 touchdowns yesterday, and that included his 559th touchdown of his career, passing Drew Brees for the NFL record. But you never know. Drew Brees could pass him again. And finally, Joe Biden will be in Tampa on Thursday. No word yet on where or what time the event will take place. Also, Ivanka Trump will be in Sarasota on Tuesday at Nathan Benderson Park. And the rally starts at 1:30 in the afternoon. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Who let the dogs out? Well, it is Monday today, 99.5 QYK. We're talking about Cash. He is a 2-year-old, 75-pound pit mix. He is a cute little boy.
Yeah, if you're up for adventure, lots of playtime, and even more cuddle time, then Cash is going to be your perfect partner. He loves to swim. He loves to play with the ball. So if you're an active person, you should totally consider Cash.
Yeah, Cash's adoption is $75. You must own your own home to adopt Cash, and Cash does well with female dogs. So you can check him out right now at the Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. We will have a video of him on our Facebook page for you. That's your Mutt Monday. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We love being a part of your community. We love hanging out with you. We love celebrating the Rays and the Bucks and all that good stuff, and the Rowdies as well. They're killing it. So very excited about that. So what was your highlight of the show, Kevin?
This week we are giving away Tyler Farr to a live concert. Tyler Farr is going to be at the Dallas Bowl on November the 6th. We're giving away tickets at 7:40 this week, and we're playing a game called How Far with two R's is it? So we are picking a place. You have to, in 30 seconds or less, tell us how far, and we play. It's higher, it's lower, right? You know, and then you just have to guess it, and then 30 seconds, you get a pair of tickets to go see Tyler Farr in concert on November 6th at the Bowl.
And Jordan did it today, and she's going to be seeing a live show.
Woo-hoo!
Who thought it would ever happen again? All right, Lana, what was your highlight?
The fact that it is Keith Urban's 53rd birthday today, and we got to mention that a couple of times. So happy birthday, Keith Urban.
Can I make an amendment to mine?
I know he's listening.
Is he? Are you going to text him later? I'd like to make an amendment to my favorite. Sure. I found out today that Lana worked at Hooters, and I did not know that about her. I didn't know that, Lana. Yeah.
Hillsboro Hooters for a while.
I can't believe it. And you wore the orange shorts and everything.
You got it. Yep.
All right. What was that interview like? That's what I want to know. What was that job interview like?
I was doing overnights at 98 Rock, okay. And I needed to make money because I wasn't getting paid that much money. So I would work there during the day, and then I would do overnights, and then I would go back the next day. So
hard worker.
Yeah. And I said, my priority is the radio station, but I need to make money Monday through Thursday. Because I work Friday, past? Saturday, Sunday.
Had you ever bartended before?
Oh, yeah. I was a bartender at Pepito's in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
You know Pepito's.
Great place. Drink specials, the whole deal.
Margaritas. I didn't make them by hand.
Unbelievable. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow with more Tyler Farr tickets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.